The price of oil, which hit a 6-year low today almost. U.S. crude and Brent crude oil are both trading around $46 a barrel. That can feel good at the gas pump, where the average price of a gallon of gas is $2.11 now across the country. But there are broader concerns for the economy. Phil Flynn is an energy market analyst with the Price Futures Group. He's with us from his trading floor in Chicago. Phil, welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be back. And incredible moves in these markets.
Well, how low is oil going to go?
You know, right now, I mean, we hit a major support point on the West Texas Intermediate U.S. price near $44 a barrel. It's trying to hold there right now. But if it takes us out, we could very easily see oil test the old Persian Gulf War high at $41.40 a barrel. And if that doesn't hold, we could see the prices maybe get down to $32 a barrel. So, you know, we hit these certain areas that we've been there in history, and if they don't hold, they could fall a lot more.
Well, and to give people a sense of what that means, just a few months ago, the Russians were looking at the drop in the price of oil, and oil is very important to the Russian economy, and were saying that their nightmare scenario was $60 a barrel. Now we're down closer to $40 a barrel. Do you think we're going to get down into the $10 a barrel range at any point that we did see, what, a decade and a half ago?
You know, more than likely, we will not. You know, and for Russia, it is definitely a nightmare scenario. It's nightmare on Elm Street or Moscow Street or whatever you want to call it. And not only for Russia, we're seeing Venezuela, for example. Their economy is on the brink of collapse. Other OPEC nations are really starting to feel the pain. But yet, the big players in the OPEC cartel, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, are basically doubling down, saying we don't care how low prices go, we're going to continue to flood the market with oil.
And why are they doing that? That's a big question. Why is OPEC not just saying we're going to cut production to try to send prices higher?
They're basically coming out and saying that they want to target the U.S. shale producer. They're very upset that the U.S. shale producers in this country have had so much success increasing production and that they've been taking their market share away from them. And the only way the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates think they're going to get it back is to basically beat the U.S. energy producers into submission. You know, they're basically saying, listen, we're going to keep the prices as low as we can till you either go out of business or join us in cutting back production, neither of which I think is going to happen.
So they are simply trying to let prices fall as low as they can so that they don't have as much competition in the years ahead.
That's exactly correct. And I don't think they even expected that they'd have this much success driving prices, but they are having some early success in impacting U.S. production. I mean, just last week, we got a report that the oil rigs that are drilling for oil had the biggest drop week over week in almost 20 years. And the bigger concern is that this drop in prices could spread to the broader economy. You know, in Europe, they're fighting off deflation. They're fighting off other issues. This drop in price is going to add to those pressures. And even though we like those low gasoline prices, sometimes when these prices fall this dramatically, it can really damage the economy overall.
Explain that. How would that be? Because as you say, a lot of people are filling up their tank for even less than $2 a gallon in some places and wondering, why is this a bad thing?
Well, it's a bad thing because of the way the prices are falling. If they were falling just because the U.S. was producing more oil, which they were previously to this big price collapse, that would have been a good thing. That would have been a boost to the U.S. economy. But because this market is being manipulated lower, in part by the OPEC cartel, it's causing a lot of pain. Capital expenditures in the energy industry is going to be cut dramatically. Jobs in the U.S. energy industry are going to be cut. And people have to realize that the U.S. energy industry has been one of the strong parts of the U.S. economy. This is why we've had a big manufacturing rebound in this country. And if our U.S. energy industry really takes a hit here, it could lead to job losses overall. So this little mini economic recovery that we've had in the United States here for the last year and a half could be thwarted if these prices continue to tumble and we see some of these jobs loss and it spread to other industries.
Well, what has all of this done, this drop in oil prices, what has it done to investments in alternative energy?
It's killing it. You know, and this is another target of the Saudi and OPEC price war. You know, they want to put all of their competition to rest. And, you know, they may never be able to stop alternative energy in the long run, but in the short run, they sure can delay it by a decade or two. I think that this is a substantial blow to the alternative energy industry. There's going to be a lot of companies that aren't going to be able to survive this price onslaught. And my bigger concern is that it freezes up the larger economy. You know, there's been a lot of banks that have lent the energy industry a lot of money, a lot of these alternative energy industries a lot of money. They're going to think twice before they lend money in the future. That means a lot of the projects that we would like to see get done in the next 5 to 10 years may not happen because of this big price collapse that we're seeing.
It sounds like a brilliant scheme by these OPEC nations. On the other hand, it's probably pretty risky as well for them.
It is risky. I think they're feeling the pain as well. I don't think there's going to be anybody that is going to be able to walk away from this unscathed. But for OPEC, I think this is, you know, for them, do or die.
Phil, one more thing. Just put this in context for us, because, in fact, we're talking about low, low prices right now. Really, we're just coming off a period of historically high prices.
Yeah, we have seen this market go from record highs to record lows to record highs again and back down again. And, you know, the last time we saw prices drop this dramatically, you know, was back in 2008. And we saw gasoline prices tumble. We saw oil prices tumble. But you know what? It didn't necessarily mean that good times were going to happen for the U.S. economy. In fact, it was exactly the opposite. And that's what I'm concerned about. The magnitude of this drop, the speed of the drop, could be signaling something more ominous, maybe not about the U.S. economy, but the global economy as a whole.
Phil Flynn, an energy market analyst with the Price Futures Group in Chicago. Phil, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.